You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the most primal human experiences is storytelling. And now that ancient tradition has a home at Detroit City Hall. Mayor Mike Duggan's team has a brand new member. Aaron Foley now holds the title of Detroit's chief storyteller. Aaron's been a journalist at MLive, Ward's Automotive, and for the past year and a half, he's been editor of Black Detroit Magazine, covering Black life, arts, and culture. Aaron Foley is here with us now via Skype. Aaron, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me back, Cindy.
Aaron, you wrote on your Facebook page that being editor at Black Detroit was a dream job. So what pulled you away?
The city had a great opportunity to, throughout some of the things I've done, I've gone into established mediums and sort of work with what was existing, but this was an opportunity to really build something from the ground up. It's never really been done before at the city level or to our knowledge in any city in America, where you have this project in multiple forms where we go across the city, talk to residents, talk to neighbors, talk to people about what they'd like to see in their neighborhoods. And also talk to them about what's coming to their neighborhoods. You know, there's a big push to make sure that everyone is included in whatever goes on in any neighborhood, whether it's a tree coming down or a new housing development or whatever. And this is just taking that an extra step forward.
So what do you see as your mission as Detroit's chief storyteller? What kind of stories do you really want to push out there?
Almost anything is possible. One of the things that I've like to tell people is that so Detroit is East Side, West Side, and Southwest. And if you grew up on the East Side, you know everything about the East Side, but you may not know about the West Side. If you grew up Southwest, you know everything about the Southwest portion of Detroit, but you may not know about what's going on the East Side or the West Side. So I think this is a great way of sort of learning from each other across city boundaries and really across neighborhood boundaries. I was, you know, reading something online the other day, and I saw this comment that was something like, people in Detroit don't even know what neighborhoods they live in. And I'm looking at this neighborhood map in front of me, in front of my computer, and we've got defined neighborhoods. But another goal of this is to get people to sort of be inspired by, you know, the people and places around them and sort of, you know, reinforce some of those neighborhood identities to really show, you know, what the city is capable of.
Now, how are you going to get the stories out to the whole world? What are the platforms you'll have at your disposal?
There's three things that we want to do. So one, we'll be launching with a website pretty soon where it'll sort of have the look and feel of a typical news site where we'll have stories and information and, you know, everything from, you know, talking to the woman on the block that's been there for 40, 50 years to, you know, a new announcement that the city has about, you know, new development coming or police response times going down. But not just, you know, when I say things like that, it sounds like rehashing press releases and things like that. But, you know, my job is to sort of go beyond the press release and talk to, you know, if a police response time is going down, why don't I talk to an officer who responds to those 911 calls or something like that? The other portion of it is that we have a cable channel that will mirror some of this content. So looking for programming that really spotlights what's going on in the neighborhoods. But we're also aware that there's a large portion of Detroit that's neither connected to cable or connected to the internet. So we're also looking at doing some sort of print medium. Not sure what that's going to look like yet, but something that you can actually hold in your hands and read.
And do you expect to have complete creative control over the stories that you find and tell?
It seems that way. I mean, being here almost side by side with the mayor, I don't sit by his desk or anything like that, but he's, you know, the mayor has said multiple times, you know, this is new, this is experimental, this is creative. Let's see how far we can go with this. And I believe his thing was, let's turn Aaron loose and see what he can do, which, you know, no pressure.
Not much.
I know what some of the criticism and critiques can be, you know, going from one side to the quote unquote dark side. But, you know, I wouldn't do public relations. You know, this is something new and interesting, and I'm kind of excited to see where it goes.
And I guess just kind of reading comments as people were posting about this appointment, some said, is this just window dressing, and why not spend the money on services and support for those neighborhoods? So what do you say to that?
I think, well, one of my goals is to actually show how much money and how much resources is being spent in the neighborhood. So there's a lot of public information on DetroitMI.gov, which is the government site. But sometimes government sites can be a little unfriendly. You know, nobody wants to, you know, pour through a bunch of tablets and tables and things like that. But if we could translate that data to show, you know, the city has spent X amount of millions of dollars tearing down blight in this neighborhood, or if you add up all public and private investments in one particular block or in one particular square mile, you'll see that there's more money being spent here than this particular place or something like that. That'll be part of my goal, is to actually show what kind of investments are being made in the neighborhoods, because we do tend to focus, when I say we, I mean like the public, the media, whoever, spend a lot of time talking about all the things going on downtown, all the things going on in Midtown. And it's sort of hard to picture something tangible going on in the neighborhoods if there isn't a, you know, a friendly medium that shows, hey, this is what's actually going on.
And I know you've just kind of, you're moving into your office in City Hall. You don't even have your new business card yet. But when do you think you'll start presenting stories, Aaron?
Really soon. I can't give a specific date yet, just because everything is kind of fluid right now. But I can say that it's coming very, very soon.
Aaron Foley, the newly named Detroit's chief storyteller. Aaron, we'll be looking forward to the stories.
I am too.
Thanks for speaking with us.
Yep, thank you.